Shalom.
Hello, we're learning the writings of the last generation, building the future society. The title is The Shape of the Future Society. We're in excerpt number 43. You can ask questions in our website at Kabda TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The topic of the lesson is Building the Future Society. We're in excerpt number 43.
We don't have a complete article from Rabash, from Baal HaSulam, in general, from Kabbalists, about the structure of the future society, but only excerpts, portions. So let's treat them seriously and try to connect those parts into a coherent picture, cohesive. It's important for us to understand what they were talking about because, in a sense, in our work, we need to see a certain future form to which we have to aspire. And they are nevertheless our guides.
Excerpt number 43. 1. They have many methodical books of wisdom and morals that prove the glory and sublimity of excellence in bestowing upon others, to a point where the entire nation, from small to great, engage in them wholeheartedly. 2.
Again, each item you're reading twice.
1. They have many methodical books of wisdom and morals that prove the glory and sublimity of excellence in bestowing upon others, to a point where the entire nation, from small to great, engage in them wholeheartedly.
Yeah, every people have their own books of morals.
2. Each person who is appointed to an important position must first graduate special training in the above-mentioned teaching.
Meaning we have to learn how to bestow to the other in accordance with the people, the period, maybe all other conditions. But the learning how to bestow to his fellow person on a popular level is mandatory for all.
3.
Just as he writes at the beginning, yeah, that each one must learn this.
3. Their courts are busy primarily with awarding accolades, marking the level of each person's distinction in bestowal upon others. There is not a person without a medal on the sleeve, and it is a great offense to call a person not by one's title of honor. It is also a great offense for a person to forgive such an insult to one's title.
Meaning, constantly extol in the eyes of the audience how important is a person's contribution to society, how much we respect it, and without it, we don't consider anyone. If he doesn't bestow, he seemingly doesn't exist. That's with respect to each and every person, like in the military. We have a certain name for his role, for his contribution to society. It's very important.
4. There is such fierce competition in the field of bestowal upon others that most people risk their lives, since public opinion tremendously appreciates and respects the accolades of the highest rank in bestowal upon others.
Again?
4. There is such fierce competition in the field of bestowal upon others that most people risk their lives. Since public opinion tremendously appreciates and respects the accolades of the highest rank in bestowal upon others.
Baron? No.
Clear? No. Just like in the army, if, or military, if you're going to carry out a certain act of valiance, you're putting yourself in danger, you work with everything you have. Here, the same, and bestowal to his fellow person, you work with everything you have, even under threat, under danger, conditions of danger, and that's respected. It's interesting that he writes this way. Yeah, it's not, I know, you should live in them and not die in them. We have various verses like that. What, Coleman, you object, right?
No, I don't know what is this danger that he's talking about.
You don't care about yourself. You don't consider yourself, but only the benefit of your fellow person.
But what is this danger for the soul compared to the physical danger?
That if you have to save them, then you go for the name of the Creator. Sanctify His name.
The society, in this case, does not develop your bestowal in order to receive. When I care about my name, more about the bestowal itself.
We're talking about the person himself, how he needs using education, public opinion, to come to a state where he doesn't think about himself, but only about the society to such an extent that he does not care about his life.
I'm asking about all these badges of honor, that you have to give these badges and you shouldn't disrespect these accolades. And doesn't it develop a desire to bestow in order to get the honor?
No. He wears this badge of honor and works before everyone.
What's more important?
Because he knows why he's doing it, so everyone will get an example from that. By that, he brings more peace to society. He increases the good example in society. Education should be such that he doesn't receive this badge of honor, this accolade for himself, nothing for himself. You did something special for society, they'll give you a car, a Lamborghini. Starting today, you're driving Petah Tikva in your Lamborghini.
I agree.
You agree. Why do you agree? So everyone would ask, who's this? What? Look at his face. I know. How come he got a Lamborghini? So everyone will talk about. Zvika, yeah, maybe. Everyone will talk and say, well, what's up with him? How come? What, he made up at work, lottery. No, he did something special for society and he received a great reward, a great prize from society or from the government, doesn't matter. That it's a badge of honor.
Won't they punch a hole in my wheels?
No, it doesn't matter. We invest through envy. We learn it from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Only through envy. What influences the world to receive more than that? And then tomorrow, and even if they want to burn your car, there will be such that, you know, that it stings their eyes enough. But nevertheless, they learn from it. Why they give it to you? The society respects such actions, and they'll write about it everywhere. You'll stand with your car there, you pose. We have to do everything. Everything. Not that you need it, but you need to act it in order to awaken, to evoke the envy in them. Yes, Vika, I understand you, but, you know.
No, you surprise me. They really get these cars? These Lamborghinis?
You would do it, yes.
So,
No, because it shakes the society. Instead of all those beautiful words, this is in practice.
What does Baal HaSulam show us here? It's a corrected society?
That's about to be corrected. It's not corrected. It degrees.
So we should reach this state Baal HaSulam is talking about? We should reach this society and behave this way? Or be this way?
Yes. Why not?
No, because because what I see what's going on. You're asking why not?
No, forget
today
about
it's the opposite.
Look, with what you've done to the people, to this country, I can't even criticize you.
No, it's not criticism. The question is, when you see the state as the complete opposite, first of all, we learned the still. Is this a still level?
Even that state, that opposite state, is a state that people of Israel might have to go through in order to come to know its lowness, from which there is no other choice but to come out.
If this is what we're talking about, what state are we in today, this country, what state is in it?
I hope that we would feel ourselves here like on Matsada, and heat from around the world is surrounding us, closing in on us, and our fellow Jewish brothers everywhere around the world are also suffering in their ghettos. And we went back to the Middle Ages in that, or you know how we were in Spain, France, Germany, England, all those places during the exile. So we would feel it. And then we might ask ourselves, why is it coming back? But now we have Bnei Baruch who can explain it. Because beforehand we didn't have in the previous generations, and maybe he will listen. Since there's no choice, I can't tell you, but if those same people who entered the train cars on route to the concentration camps in Germany, I think they would hear our message. Maybe. Not sure, but maybe.
Meaning, if we see such a state in the country, such a chaos, we should be happy.
Nah, I'm not happy. I'll be happy when there's correction. Why do I need troubles? Why? What for? You have recognition of evil corporeally, which is terrible, but there's also recognition of evil emotionally, spiritually, where only a little bad is enough, a person understands and grasps it in a serious, a substantial way. And not quantitative. So recognition of evil could be both ways. Why should we come down to corporeal blows and terrible troubles if we can just perform the correction in such a way that, oh, suddenly I get it. Now I understand. Now I'm willing to participate. I hope that this will happen in this way. Nevertheless, that's why we have to disseminate more.
Hold on. What is the recognition of evil instead of the corporeal? What do you mean to feel the recognition of evil?
Now, let's say your mom and dad had to beat you up so you behave because you kept misbehaving. How much beating they had to give you in order for you to understand that some things are wrong? You won't say that things are wrong. You would say, what's up? What happened? I don't want to be in it. Why are they so nasty to me? Right? The blows, the beating that you get is it's distant than the acquisition of those correct manners. However, if you understand from just hearing one word, they looked at you and said, Tzvika, you were not the best child, and it hurts you so badly that from that moment on you change. There's a difference, right?
That's true. My dad used to tell me, you'll never be a human being. He told me. I'm serious.
No, we agree with him.
No.
What does it mean to bestow? What does it mean to bestow to his fellow person that I can come to the other and complete? Talking about materials, some material and attitude?
Helping others, taking him, taking a person and aiming him, directing him to the Creator. To put him into the group, to something that will hold him on the path.
So when he's talking about a correct society, it's a society that engages in educating itself to aim towards the Creator, and yes, not about feeding one another with unnecessary food or giving certain benefits and all.
No, why are we talking about this at all? What's the problem in our world today? To feed or what? You should direct a person to the purpose of creation. We have reached such a place.
Shouldn't a certain deficiency develop in the other? Otherwise, it's like I'm taking an old lady that doesn't want to cross the road, and I make her cross the road, force her to. Can I get a person to intend for bestowal if he doesn't have a deficiency for it?
Is he crying?
He's lacking a house, a car, a vacation.
So show him he can only get it if he'll be in bestowal.
It looks like for the will to receive, to tell him, I'll teach you to enjoy giving, it sounds like a punishment.
And then you'll get what you want.
I feel like we need to...
It doesn't matter what you feel. I'm telling you what. That's it. Mushi.
When I ask about these badges of honor, I understood that in the courts they will hand those out.
Yeah, of course. The court should discuss it. It's not the court that gives you some punishment in the jail. It's a court that tells you, you should wear this medal, you know, like a plate on your shoulder. And everyone should see it. So that everyone would, it's very important. Yes?
Explain how. Not a person with a medal, as it is a great offense to call a person not by one's title of honor, is also a great offense for a person to forgive such an insult of one's title.
How should I say it? Simply? Yeah, you need friends to see it. It's like the Lamborghini. I agree to accept it. What do you think? If someone will give me this car, will I drive it around or not? The way you know me.
I don't think so.
You don't think so. But I have to drive it. And I have to show everyone.
I'll give an example.
Yes.
So here's the question. How come... Is it too early in the society? Why don't we use it, these badges of honor in our society?
You know what? Look, I don't want you to start dealing with it because you're going to start fighting because of it. Everyone will... Let's say, Neve will get this badge of honor, and C won't get it. So, and then they're going to start a fight.
They'll be envious, say it's good.
Yeah, give Neve some medal, then C will come and take it. Do you understand?
So it's too early?
Of course, it's too early. We don't yet have the recognition of the importance of the goal for which we all exist.
But as a game, we start with a game.
Yes, but this game can bring you such fights that, as he writes about Russia, when they started engaging in communism, while they didn't understand at all what's it about.
Yeah, but how can let's say I have some spare time in the evening, and I go out every night and I disseminate. And Svika doesn't have spare time, he has to sit with his family and other things, so.
Yes.
I'll get a badge of honor, and he won't get it,
no,
it's not fair.
That's why there's a court. The court rules according to a person's ability, relatively to every person.
Oh, so they have the ability to check?
Of course, that's why you need a court to rule. It's not just ordinary people who decide. These people, they discuss it and they think who does deserve, who doesn't deserve, with all the reasons, the data, and the results. Yes? No, no, it's enough, guys, with this. Let's move on.
Number 5. Yes. If a person is recognized as having done for oneself a little more than what was decided for him by society, society condemns it so much that it becomes a disgrace to speak with him, and he also gravely blemishes his family name. And the only remedy for this is to ask for the court's help, which has certain ways by which to help such miserable people who have lost their position in society. But for the most part, they relocate him because of prejudice, since public opinion cannot be changed.
To such an extent, he should move because the public will be so they will shun him to such an extent that he won't be able to live there. So he should accept the opinion of the society about what he did or didn't do, and then he should just move to a different place there he can prosper in a new way.
It's not clear. It sounds like it contradicts our path of development, where we are used to seeing the blemishes and cover them with love.
Yeah, but it's about the wide public. It's not yet, probably, they cannot yet rise above the previous blemish. So he says it's so much so that maybe he should move.
So what is he talking about here? He's talking about the general public, not a group of Kabbalists.
No.
Only about the public.
The public, but it's a public that already tries to somehow raise himself to a spiritual level. It's not yet there. It's on the path in different states. But we can learn from this.
Do we have something to learn from it?
Well, yes. It's an impression from the future state. The final correction, Gmar Tikkun, is not that our life is over. When you reach the final correction, there is more development there until all the matter disappears from our sensation, as if it doesn't exist. Six.
There is no such word as punishment in the laws of the court, for according to their rules, the guilty ones are always the ones who gain the most. Thus, if one is guilty of not giving all his work hours, then his time is either reduced or made easier, or the way he provides it is made easier for him. Sometimes he is given time to spend at school to teach him the great merit of bestowal upon others. It all depends on the view of the judges.
Yes. You'll be told, don't go to work tomorrow. What you did today was so bad that don't come. You'll get paid, but just stay home. Well, and you'll accept it as such a blow, they hurt your honor and everything. Society doesn't need you. All right. Yes.
With respect to the realization, let's say in 10 years, we're sitting with those excerpts and you want to realize them, actualize them. Question is as follows. Even today,
yes,
the approach to the writings of Kabbalists and this excerpt that we read, should we take it verbatim, literally, or take it as a principle?
No, it's he more or less explains to you what you can, even what he writes. He writes shortly. He wrote it for himself. Maybe he meant to write 10 more pages about it, but he didn't. That's why you cannot take it as if it's the Torah. That's it. You cannot change even one letter or a word. It's an impression from the concepts, from the morals that will exist in the last generation.
So we have to be impressed and try to apply what? A certain principle that we get from here? Let's say badges of honor or disgracing people. Shame and honor. We have to try and realize it, but in practice we get such a thing where there are courts, but they work differently than what he's saying here. They're not handing out Lamborghinis. I don't know what they do. Can we have such a thing?
Yes. Yes.
But how will we know that we're doing correctly?
Yes.
As a question.
Yes. We shall live and we shall see. That's it. Okay.
Can we keep all those things without the Rabash articles?
Again?
Without keeping Rabash's principles, to keep everything that Baal Salam writes about?
No, it's the same. I don't see the difference. I see that Rabash is more detailed than Baal Salam's writings. It's not all the writings of Rabash. You will not find any Kabbalist who wrote in such an open way, such a detailed way. He really opened all of man's work with himself, with the group, with the Creator. It's not everything. You can add much to it, and we do add. But I don't see the difference. And I also talked to Rabash about it. I never knew Baal Sulam, but I told Rabash, I don't really see. Baal Sulam is more classic, more scientific. Baal Sulam is more social. He's more social, closer to us. Because he had a different goal. He lived in a different time. His goal was for everyone to start going into the work of the Creator. And then he wrote articles according to his time, according to the place he lived in, so that they won't be banished, they won't be disqualified. So that everyone who wants, he'll understand something in it. He was limited from different sides, but that's it. Okay, at this we have concluded, and of course there are questions here, but it's good that you have questions. But still, the last generation is, we'll go over this a few more times when we have the opportunity. What else do we have about the matters of the day?
We have a lesson today, it's 5:30, everyone is invited for lesson Etz Chaim, Tree of Life, until 7.
Is that it?
And we also have intro lectures. So thank you to our TV viewers, and have a great day. All is One, World Kabbalah Convention in South and North America. We invite all of our students to the Congress in Mexico, May 17th through 19th, and New Jersey, May 23rd through 26th. For registration and additional details, kap.info/Congress. And the Kabbalah Lam campus is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture in preparation of the courses. The lectures will take place in Jerusalem and Wednesday, April 10th in Ra'anana. Tickets are 30 shekels. For to register, 700-509-209 or kap.co.il. Thank you. Have a great day. This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this
this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness. And we'll never be alone. This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness. And we'll never be alone. Together, and we'll see a brand.